Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Vicky, how are you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
What has kept this band together? I mean, why have the Ramones endured when so many other bands fall by the wayside? And, you know, a lot of your contemporaries, certainly the Ramones, spearheaded the punk explosion in 76 and 77. There's not very many of those bands left today, and here are the Ramones.
Well, I guess it's because we really enjoy doing what we do, and there's, you know, without sound cliche, there's a real love for what we do, you know what I mean? We enjoy playing, we enjoy touring, we enjoy playing for our fans because we feel they're the best, and we enjoy playing for ourselves, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I think it's the ultimate high and it's the best therapy in the world, you know?
What do you remember about that first tour of England in 1976?
I remember it was really wild going over to England. Where, I mean, we were like, you know, we were selling out CBGBs and all. And, I mean, kind of, there was a wild scene going on there. But when we got over to England, it was, we were playing for 3,000 kids. And everybody was already tuned into what it was that we were all about. And I remember at the time, the big thing going on in England was pub rock. Dr. Feelgood was the big band at the time, and Brimsley Schwartz. And I remember we were like treated like royalty when we got there. And then we did this club, Dingwalls, and basically the whole makeup of Dingwalls were all these kids that would later form these kind of groundbreaking bands of their own. And like at our sound check, we met like Johnny Rotten and Joe Strummer and all these people. And they were really, you know, they were totally taken with the band, and really, after that, when we left England at that point, they told us that, you know, we had turned them on, kind of opened them up, and inspired them to form their own bands, basically. When we came back in 77, the whole thing was in full blown, and I feel like from that point on, you know, we really kind of brought upon a radical change that would really sweep the world, you know what I mean?
The Ramones' popularity is at an all-time high in Europe, and in particularly places like South America?
Yeah, well, we're in South America. It's like this kind of mass hysteria that when we, especially like the last time we were there, it was just insane. Where, like for instance, in we landed in Brazil, and the airport was like you had to walk into the terminal from outside, you know, and all these kids were on the outer deck of the like there was a deck. At the terminal outside deck, and all these kids were like screaming and just mobbing the deck. And when we went into the to get our luggage, right, like the whole place was mobbed with kids. You know, we couldn't leave like the luggage area. Like even all the passengers, they were all like we're all being held hostage, and because the place was just swarmed with kids, and so they took us to a courtesy lounge. They brought a bus onto the runway, and we got a police escort to the hotel, and it was like really wild. And Argentina, it was like, I went to do a radio station, and I got like attacked by 1,000 kids, and it was like really scary, you know, because in South America they just they're very passionate people, and they literally love you to death. You know, they want a chunk of your flesh. You know, that's what. It's not like here. It's very primal over there, you know what I mean? I mean, it's great, but
it's got to be really different for
you. It's very different when you kind of lose your sense of you know, well, you can't walk down the street, right?
And here in America, Spin Magazine, not long ago, naming the Ramones one of the 7 most important bands in rock history, with this quote, "No group in the last 18 years has been more important or influential." There's a real straight line from the Ramones to Nirvana. How did you feel when you saw that?
Well, it came, you know, it was unexpected. I didn't even know about the issue, you know. So when I found out, I was, you know, I mean, it was, you know, it was really great. I mean, it was kind of, you know, made me feel like there is justice in this world after all. You know, it was like a real honor. It was like really, really like the ultimate honor. And it was coming from, you know, other artists and critics and fans. You know, I mean, they're the ones who kind of were involved with the voting. I mean, I just thought it was great being up there with my heroes, like the Beatles and the Stones and Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, you know. And I can't wait till tomorrow.
Your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the 2nd floor. Upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. And they only hit until you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Fox in the snow, where do you go to find something you could eat? 'Cause the word out on the street is you are starving. Don't let yourself go hungry now. Don't let yourself grow cold. Fox in the snow. Where do you go to find someone who will do to tell someone all the truth before it kills you? Listen to your crazy laugh before you hang a right and disappear from sight. What do they know anyway? You read it in a book. What do they know? Read it in a book tonight. Boy on the bike, what do you like? 'Cause you cycle round the town. You're going up, you're going down, you're going nowhere. It's not as if they're paying you, not as if it's fun, at least not anymore. When your legs are black and blue, it's time to take a break. When your legs are black and blue, time to take a holiday. a lifetime. Make the most of it. Second just to being born. Second to dying too. What else would you do? 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 Fox in the
when
snow.
Your legs looking black and blue.
Fox in the
it's
snow.
Not as if they're paying you.
Fox in the snow.
When your legs looking black and blue.
Fox in the snow.
It's not as if they're paying you.
Fox in the snow. Fox in the snow.
Can you offer me love like that? I'm exhausted. Check it out. On the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick routines, and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, that's where you're dead wrong. I slay that body in El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training, cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the vibe, y'all. Check the vibe.
The Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zack.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it, look at how they act. Look off to better things like a hip hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, Hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop.
Hello, this is WMFO in Medford. Hope you're doing well out there. Acoustic Sailing will start at 4 o'clock proper, and I hope you tune in and enjoy all the songs I'm going to play. In the meantime, I'll continue on with this song. This has been Magazzini. This is WMFO Medford. We are commercial free in Medford, and we're part of Tufts University, of course. And this one's going out to Russ. It's Peter Wolf on WMFO Medford.
You know, some people are always running away from love. Ha, I I guess I've been doing that for a long, 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 long time. And when I first met you at Audrey's house, well, you know, I didn't think much about it. But then I realized you were looking at me and I was looking at you and you were looking at me, I was looking at you, and all of a sudden we're looking at each other together. But baby, now I realize lovers can never say goodbye. So I was a fool, girl, to let you walk away. I didn't care why, I thought I'd find somebody else. So I told you, girl, you go on, do your own thing. Now after a while, I realized the mistakes I made. You know I can't take back the words I said, and I can't undo the things I've done. But tonight, you know tonight I'm sitting here in the kitchen, right in the dark, sitting all alone in my underwear with a cold bologna sandwich and a confused, confused heart there, girl. And let me tell you something. Oh, listen. Call me. Oh, call me, girl. Yeah. I'm so lonely. Same old place we always used to go. You know, I try to call you, baby, 3 or 4 times. It's getting kind of late. Parking lot's empty.
1 o'clock.
You know, they're putting all the chairs on top of the table.
2 o'clock.
Yeah, they're sweeping up the floor.
3 o'clock.
I'm waiting for you, baby. Are you gonna call me, eh?
4 o'clock. You know I'm a Pisces, we get kind of sensitive at times. But tonight, the sign said you're in for some good whacking. Yeah, give me a little bit of love candle, put it all around my room. Fill up the waterbed, you and me, man, get a little hot oil and just do a little rub-a-dub-dub-dub-dub. Pull a little bit of that Grateful Dead on, we'll jam, baby. We'll jam all night long, just you and me. Hold each other, I'm talking about ecstasy. Rubbing a little bit of oil all over our touches. Oh, baby, holy man, what is this? I never felt that on you before. Holy damn, no wonder what happened. Wait a second.
Over my Sit down, press a man. Where you going? Chris of mine. Where you gonna run?
Insist on skateboarding? Add knee pads and elbow pads too. Swimming in the pool? Water wings, goggles, earplugs. If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with some very important news. Now there's an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. My friends at the Cancer Project are just waiting to hear from you so they can send you important information on how to protect your children from the inside out. Just log on to cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
If I'm so lost without a friend, tell me who's this by my side? This girl with eyes like gems and cool reactions to you. Lies, lies, la 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 lies. You can repeat what you put round, all the things that you made me cry. You kicked me when I was down, and they hurt me, all those lies, lies, la 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 la. You feel bad, I just wanna make you smile.
Don't ever think you made me mad. I didn't listen to your lies.
Coming up this week from The Who, yet another original composition from their album called La La Lies.
If I'm so lost without a friend, tell me who's this by my side? This girl with eyes like gems and reactions to your lies. Lies, lies. You can repeat what you were crying, all those things that made me cry.
So you've therefore switched labels, in other words, switched outlet in America.
Yeah, we've switched it all together.
Mm-hmm. And have you got a new one coming out there soon?
Yeah, well, Substitute will be released over there pretty soon. You know?
Okay, fine. Now could we hear an original live version of Substitute?
Yeah, certainly.
Well, we're going to hear Substitute in a little bit. This is Vin Magazzini. Acoustic Sailing will start proper in 12 minutes. It's 3:48. Here's more Pete Townsend music. This is off of Scoop. It's called Things Have Changed.
The time will come, yes I know. You will come walking home, and you'll find my address, expecting my caress. But darling, things have changed.
Thank you.
I wish I could be a parent back when we was all kids, because you didn't worry about stuff back then. Like, on Halloween night, when you were a little kid, how many of y'all went out with just your buddies for like 5 or 6 hours? Yeah. You didn't x-ray your candy. You were eating it before it hit the bottom of the sack. Just, needle, don't want that. How many of y'all rode in a car seat when you was a kid? Nobody. Car going 75 miles an hour, what are we doing? Jumping on the front seat. Go, Daddy. Go, Daddy. We didn't have airbags. That was your dad's arm. That was your airbag. We had metal dashboards. You just learned how to take a fall back then, man.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, set me free, set me free. Cheers, I have new is all the years I have with you, and I would give anything I own, give up my life, my heart, my own, and I would. To have you back again. Is there someone you know that won't let you go and taking it all for granted? You may lose them one day, someone takes them away, and you don't. To talk to you words again.
My tears. giving up, it's been on repair. Where to go and who to be when that door opens up for me? My pain, my past, my ease, my hell. One piece of on my face, touch the grass for the grace. It's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough, it's I'm dreaming of. Ooh, it's not enough. Oh, it's not enough. Ooh, it's not enough. It's all I'm dreaming of.
That is same.